Season 8, Episode 2 is today of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hi, we are back, and I'm going to try to get at you every weekday in the month of August. And, of course, we have a lot of time before you actually start the draft process. So this week, I'm just sort of laying some things out there. I'm thanking a lot of people, as I did in Episode 1. And I'm doing an Episode 2 and talking about Hooters once again. For the seventh consecutive season, they jumped on board with me in season 2 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are up to season 8, and Hooters and all their locations in the greater Tampa Bay area are very supportive of what I do here, as well as so much at joebucksfan.com that helped put this thing together. So thanks to Hooters in the greater Tampa Bay area for their continued support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And as I alluded to in season 1, for the first time in 4 years, we are going to be back getting together in a Hooters location at a date, time, location to be announced for Fantasy Draft 2023, and I started soliciting players for podcast leagues in the last episode, and I'm going to hit on that again right now. If you are interested, and this is very, very critical, because don't waste my time, I don't want to waste yours. These are in-person drafts. If you cannot attend in person, then you're not in the league. And I'm going to talk about why we do these in person. If you can do that, you're a past player or you're a new player to Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. We will do a minimum of one podcast league this year. I can expand to two leagues this year, which I did not have logistically the ability to do in 2022. But I do have that if the demand is there. Send an email with your interest and tell me a little bit about yourself, especially your fantasy football background, to write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, and I will respond to your email as I start gathering information about how many leagues we're going to have, who's in the leagues, and then discussing with joebucksfan.com and with Hooters themselves on when and where we're going to get together and do our first in-person draft at a Hooters location since 2019. We were at Bill Curry Ford in 2020. We were at Bill Curry Ford again in 2021. I am optimistic that Bill Curry Ford will be involved again this year. More on that in a future episode. And then last year, with Bill Curry Ford undergoing a massive renovation project while staying open the entire time for sales and service, I brought it sort of into my house to West Chase Golf Club, and we had use of the golf clubhouse for a night for the 2022 Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League draft. So 2023, the plan is to get back into Hooters, have a good time, one or two leagues. If you're interested in playing, there is no entry fee ever associated with any of my fantasy leagues. Send me an email. Tell me about yourself. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Okay, why do I do in-person leagues? I understand that these are not as common as they were in the 20th century. First of all, I like seeing people. Let me just talk about my personal league that I've been doing for a while in various ways with various people. So this year, the Fantasy Football Foundation will go into, I believe, its ninth year. Yeah, we're year nine of the Fantasy Football Foundation, and we play for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy, and we will be drafting at PDQ in the Foundation. We did this for the first time last year. PDQ is a huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They invited me to take my personal league into their restaurant last year, and we had a great time, and they really enjoyed having us. So we're going to do it again there this year in the Foundation. Doesn't affect the podcast leagues going to Hooters at all. They're separate leagues, but I just want to give you an example. We've had a good core of about eight and then rotated another two to four over the years based on logistics. And some players have actually gone back and forth based on their availability between podcast leagues and my personal league. We still have never had someone win both leagues. Not in the same year, not ever. For example, I've won the podcast league. I haven't won the Jimmy McGinty Trophy. We've had someone come close, and I'm not sure yet what league that gentleman is going to play in this year. We've had someone come close. He's won a podcast league, lost the championship game of the Foundation. But I have this good core of about eight people. And you all know this. Life tends to get in the way of good friendships sometimes. And it doesn't necessarily mean you think any less of those friends. Life happens, and it becomes more difficult to get together and make time. And the wonderful thing about these leagues is it kind of breaks through that. Maybe it's how I place a priority on it. It's a must. But already in organizing the Foundation league draft, I reached out to, you know, the core, and everyone's a go. And I'm going to see some people I haven't seen in months, and, you know, other people that I see every week or two. And when we do the podcast league draft, I'm going to see some people for the first time in months. Now, some of the people that play in the podcast league also play in my golf tournaments. Many don't. Some may be returning players from a previous year because we had to go down to one league last year. And I told you we can operate, we have the potential to operate multiple leagues in 2023. So a Todd Wright in-person fantasy draft moves very rapidly. I'm flattered, and I'm going to see this guy later today on the day we are recording. Drew Garabo talks on his radio show about how I run my fantasy drafts and how quickly they move. To me, this is why the in-person fantasy draft died somewhere in the late 90s, maybe the early 2000s, because there was blame assigned to one or more players in the league for taking too long to make their picks. And that created a drag element of not having as much fun. Look, it's like my golf tournaments. I care about your time investment in my golf tournaments. When I tell you we're going to tee off at 8:30, we're teeing off at 8:30. And I do what I can logistically to keep pace of play moving. I don't oversell tournaments. There is no bottom line where I will just take anyone who wants to play in the tournament. No, most of my tournaments sell out, and that's it. Because I want those who have already invested in the tournament to have a good experience. As much as we all love playing golf, we love it less when the golf event takes longer. And I think the same is a reason why the in-person fantasy football drafts died, because there were owners who took too long, that weren't prepared, that weren't organized. And that's on them, but it's also on the commissioner of that league running that in-person draft who did not keep things moving along. That's where I come in. And that's why my drafts move very fast. I'm going to say that the last just handful of years, both in my personal league and the podcast league, the total draft time was 90 minutes or less. I think we had one draft in the last couple years that was 71 minutes. And I'm very proud of that. And it's infectious that if you see others making picks quickly and they are prepared to make their picks, then you don't want to be that guy or that girl that breaks that rhythm. And we have done these drafts even, we've built in like intermissions, because I think it also keeps people fresh. So let's say it's a, 12, 13, let's say it's a 15 round draft. We'll break after the first 8 rounds, maybe after the first 7 rounds. I think there's somewhere in the middle. We'll take a break. Take a break, clear your head, use the bathroom, get a fresh beverage. Perhaps I have catering, and you'll be fresh, and then we're going to be ready to go with the next round, and we're going to pick up and go as fast as we did for the first half of the draft. You know, it's something I thought about this off the recent Mission Impossible movie, which was entertaining, but just really damn long. And then someone special in my life wants to see Oppenheimer, and it's a half hour even longer. Maybe these movies should build in an intermission and give us, I don't know, give us 5 to 10 minutes. Use the bathroom, go get a drink, check our phones, go make a call, go get some fresh air. That might keep us fresher for the entire film, and that's what I do in these fantasy drafts. So, yeah, I keep it moving. There, at times, are people that are struggling to decide or find the right information, and I just stay on them. And I'm not the only one looking at them. Other owners are looking at them. It's amazing what peer pressure does. And it's peer pressure actually in a good way. There's no negativity here. We're all just trying to accomplish a goal in a reasonable amount of time. And it has worked very well. Whether we have done the in-person drafts at Hooters, as we're doing again this year for the first time since 2019 at Bill Curry Ford, thanks to Sean Sullivan. Last year at West Chase Golf Club, thanks to Jared Atkinson, the general manager out there, who's also hosting Todd Wright Tour 43 in August, and PDQ, which was a host of a foundation draft last year. So if you're cynical about my in-person drafts, you will be very surprised how well they run. And why the in-person draft still works. It doesn't hurt that at many of my drafts, food is involved, whether you can just order off the Hooters menu or I bring in catering to Bill Curry Ford or at PDQ, it's just a matter of walking to the counter. Sure, that helps. I get all that. But we keep it moving. we have a good time. Write.Todd@Yahoo.com. Write.Todd@Yahoo.com. Whether you are a past player in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Leagues or you are a prospective new player, you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, or are willing to make the commute on a date, time, and Hooters location to be announced to draft in person with us when we get to that point. Write.Todd@Yahoo.com. That's episode 2 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for season 8. We'll talk to you next time.